And now I'd like to welcome one half of a wonderful duo, husband and wife, who are also hosts at the Center for the Arts Open Mic in Natick, TCAN. And they both sing, and Tricia also writes wonderful poetry. And Tricia Knudsen's going to come up and read to you now. Please give her a big welcome.
Hi, everybody. We haven't been here in a while. It's nice to see you all. Thank you. I'm okay. I keep pulling to this first page here. Okay. I have three short little poems. The first one is called Snow Poem. Homage to the day that didn't happen today. Snow falls this afternoon in big, dizzying flakes, swirling from sky to ground full speed. Coming to rest atop cars and buildings and streets, it snows for hours, and there is talk of a whiteout just at commuting home time. But suddenly, just before coats and boots and car keys, it stops. Stops altogether and completely. The ground is clear as though nothing ever came from the sky to settle there. The sun is blazing, the skies are blue, and everything is frosted with a dusting of the sort of confectioner's sugar that one would sieve over a cake. It is icing the trees, making everything crisp and fresh and clean again, sweetly brilliant at the dusk of the day. Late January in New England, simply glorious. This one is called Threshing Floor. I'm coming down to it, the core of my heart, checking the wind, winnowing chaff from grain. Damned untidy procedure. Tiny pieces floating, catching breeze, blowing away. The theory is you're left with all that's essential at the end of the process. Start by digging down to the bone, scrape it all up into a sturdy basket. Carry it into a field and lay down a blanket to catch the good. Then pick that basket up, cradle the everything that you are, raise your full arms heavenward. Say a prayer for peace and let the wind carry the hull of you away, leaving heart and soul, memory, and philosophy of love as heartwood, as essence. Now grasp that blanket in your hands by its four corners. Spill nothing. Carry it back to the place where you live and slowly begin to put yourself back together. This restoration takes time. Measure your worth in weight. Feather light. Breathe in. Breathe out. Begin again. Some of you may have heard this one. I wrote it for Phil for our anniversary this year, 27 years. Thank you. Thank you. I am. It's called Gorilla. Watch it, you. You used to call me Gorilla, Gorilla my dreams, because I'd unlock your door from my side of the car. I'm reapplying for the post. Got the thought in the shower while you were half a country away, sweating for the man to earn our keep. Flew dripping to our bed to write it down. My thoughts may be linear, but they are seldom sequential, perhaps a fact of every poet's brain. But it remembers what it will, all the important things stuffed in, uncatalogued, like what real love is, how you love me, how I love you.
One more hand for Tricia. And she and Phil are very gracious hosts at TCAN, at Center for the Arts Open Mic, which runs every Monday night in Natick. It's one of the really nice open mics in the area.